One of the places my parents first took me was the public library in Rock Hill, Missouri, on Manchester Road, a.k.a. Route 66. At that time, it's long gone. It was a big white frame building that dated the Civil War. There was a stone Presbyterian church across the street. That's still there, with slaves buried in the front yard. Nobody knew that. They had built that church. And that library became a real mecca for me, that dusty old Rock Hill Library. And that's where I met some of my great early friends, not only the Hardy Boys, but Ivanhoe and Huck Finn and Robin Hood and Buffalo Bill. So I grew up right away reading voraciously, which is a good thing for a writer to do. And then I did fine, you know, writing in school. I was kind of an average student. But again, it was that essay contest that really kicked it in for me. And then that was expanded on a few years later in high school when I won another big contest.
What was that?
It was my freshman year in high school. I entered a contest sponsored by Every Week magazine. Every Week was kind of the next step up from the Weekly Reader. I don't know if any of them are still around. You know, we all got the Weekly Reader. And Every Week was for high school students. And this contest was sponsored by Every Week and Wesleyan University in Pennsylvania. And it was to choose and write about what I thought, what we thought were the 10 biggest events of the year 1959. I'm not sure I can even remember them all now. I know it was Alaska and Hawaii becoming states. I know it was the launch of the Soviet space program. I know it was the Castro Revolution, Cuba, things like that. So I entered that, and I won that one. And that was a big national contest. I think I even got $25, but I know I got a little plaque or something. I had my picture taken with my teacher, and it appeared in the local paper. And that was another kind of little attaboy. Now, it sounds like all I'm focused on is the gifts that writing can give you. I wasn't even thinking about that at all. I wasn't thinking about making a living. I was just thinking about how neat this is to write something and have people read it. And then that writing causes a reaction, causes people to do something.
You met Hopalong Cassidy when you were young?
Back in those grade school days. Not only Hoppy, William Boyd, who of course has great Oklahoma ties, but another one. I'll never forget this. They were about 1 week apart, Saturday. The old Famous and Bar, which was a big department store chain in St. Louis. My mother took me down there, and there on the parking lot, immediately I saw Topper, Hoppy's big white horse, and there was Hoppy with that distinctive voice and that gray hair and that black hat, which he never lost, even in a fight. And I got to go up to Hoppy, and he shook my hand and talked to me and let me pet Topper. I was probably about eight. Something like that, 7, 8. And the following week, she took me down there again and surprised me, and it was Duncan Rinaldo, the Cisco Kid, with Diablo, his horse. And he was charming, you know, as only a Latino could be. And the same deal happened. I got to shake his hand and talk to him and pet Diablo. I'm sure it was at least a month before I washed my hands.